This is the Truth Network.
He's an author. He's a father. He's got 12 kids. Is that right?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And you were one of 12, huh?
Yes, that's true. By the grace of God.
Who is this guy? He just stood in front of you guys. He'll sign it for you guys while we talk, too.
Hey, come here.
We got a bunch of kids barnstorming this interview. Folks, I don't know that I've ever done this before with this kind of guy here. His name is Bruce Crevier, and he has the world record for the most basketballs ever spun.
There you go.
Did I say that right,
yeah.
Huh?
Yep.
He just handed me a card. We'll have to put a picture of this on all over. But he's with us for this special interview. And it's really cool. We have a pastor here. We've got a lot of the young people we play basketball with that we're mentoring. And I'm part of the Truth Network. We sponsor this big church day that had just happened here at Wake Forest. There's a big football game coming up, and the folks came in here for this pregame show with Bruce Crevier. But one thing, Bruce, I picked up on that you said, you know, you worked your life to get in the Guinness Book of World Record, but there's another book that is far more important.
Yeah.
You just told this to a bunch of youngsters, and you invited them to receive Christ. What's that other book you were talking about?
Well, one night I'm laying in bed thinking about how great it is to have my name in the Guinness Book of World Records, and God spoke to my heart. He said, Bruce, don't be glad your name is written in the Guinness Book of Records, because that book means nothing to me. He said, you'd be glad your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Mm. You know, and that's one of those books that, you know, it's mentioned in the Bible, but you don't really think about it until you start reading about what that book is. It's God's family album. And so he wants you in that book, and you need to be in that book, because it says that Revelation 20, verse 15, whose ever name was not found written in the book of life was cast in the lake of fire. And, you know, and God's given me this talent. I thought, you know, Lord, you've given me this talent for a reason. You know, why'd you give me this talent? And so for the last 25 years, I've circled the globe spinning basketballs, you know, from Africa to China to South America, you know, and even to Wake Forest University.
I've got you on unicycles. I've got you spinning a ball 50 feet in the air. I got you and your kids dribbling 20 balls at a time. You did this crazy spinning feat at the end. I'm going to put this on my Instagram. I'm going to put this all over Facebook, on the social media. Folks, just everyone, you know where to follow me, and we'll put this up on everywhere for you to see. And it's easy to find this stuff when you're in the Guinness Book of World Record. But really fascinating how you brought it down to the ground level about what's really important in eternity.
Yeah. I mean, when it's all said and done, you know, God's not going to ask if you have a lot of money or if you played in the NBA. He's going to ask you, you know, what'd you do with my son Jesus? And, you know, when I remember when I was in high school, this thought literally went through my mind. It's like, Jesus, you know, I thought to myself, Jesus, if you died for me, then I want to live for you. Mm. Except for I really can't do anything. I mean, I wasn't the tallest guy. I loved basketball, but I wasn't the tallest guy. I wasn't the most athletic guy. But I thought, you know, and I read that verse, Matthew 19:26, with God, all things are possible. Mm. You know, he can take a Red Sea and split it open. He can take a Jericho and knock down the walls, you know. And we're living in the day where people don't think miracles happen, but I'm a living miracle. Wow. I mean, I've had miracles happen in my life that, you know, to give you an example, 1 month ago, I had my appendix burst. And here I am down at Wake Forest. I just totally, God just healed me up. I mean, I had to have surgery done, but they did it, and I'm here I am back to normal. Yeah, I mean, most people die from that, or a lot of people die from that. But
and you've got got a whole family, your wife, you've got 12 kids. Can I tell everyone the Crevier family, kind of what do you guys do? Your sister, Tanya, is amazing, remarkable. Just give everyone like a snapshot of what you guys do for those that want to know. Who is Bruce Crevier and kind of the Crevier family?
Well, I am a nobody from nowhere who doesn't know anything, telling everybody about somebody from everywhere who knows everything. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. His name is Jesus. I'm really a nobody, but and you can ask my family. I'm just a dad, you know, who likes a lot of kids. And but actually, I had nine with me today, but actually five of them were grandkids.
No kidding.
So yeah, I've got nine grandkids, and I took five of them with me on this trip. So
they can dribble and spin like the rest of them. I wouldn't have known that.
Yeah. So that's kind of the fun part that about it. So but cool. I mean, you know, I'm just so thankful to the Lord's faithfulness, because he says, you know, train up a child in the way he shall go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. And I've seen that happen in my kids' life. And, you know, and even you, here you are at Wake Forest, you know, doing ministry. And it looks like, you know, God's taking care of you. You know, people think that God doesn't have their best interest in mind. Mm. But it says in Psalm 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart. If you have desires, God wants to fulfill them. Who gave you those desires? It was the God in heaven who loves you with an everlasting love. He's drawn you with loving kindness, Scripture says. You know, and people say, well, I don't know this God. Well, I'm going to give you God's phone number. You know God's phone number?
Is it like, is it somewhere in Jeremiah?
Yeah, it's 3:33. Jeremiah 33, verse 3. It says, good job, buddy. Yep, I put you on the spot there.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
I was supposed to do that to you, and you did that to me. You turned the corner on me.
Yeah, well, Jeremiah 33, verse 3 says, call to me, and I will answer you and show you great and unsearchable things you do not know. It's like I tell the Lord, I don't know how to raise a family. I don't know how to spin a basketball. I don't know how to do these things. But, you know, God, you know, and I pray that you give me the wisdom to do these things. And it says in James chapter 1, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God who gives to all men generously without finding fault. It shall be given to them. And when you give and when you ask God for wisdom, I tell you what, he comes through. Yep.
And I love what you said. So many kids out there with a dream. They want to get in the NBA. They want to be on top of the world. They want to, you know, run a massive billion dollar company. But you dreamed about being in the NBA. And I loved how you shared about this.
Yeah.
And you have more, the NBA guys have to clear the floor for you to be in the NBA now.
Yeah,
now you're the star in the NBA. How in the world did that happen? Tell everybody about that.
Well, before we get to that, I'm going to just give the, you know, if, you know, you might be a person out there thinking to yourself, man, I want God to do something for my life. You know, I want to do something big. Well, the only thing you really have to do, according to John chapter 15, is to bear fruit. And what are the fruit is you're out to bear? Just start walking with Jesus and get to know Jesus. And the more you get to know Jesus, the more you're going to have his heart. And when you have God's heart, what was the heart of Jesus? It says in, the Son of Man came to seek and save that which was lost. And I saw that verse. I thought, Jesus, if that's why you came, then that's why I want to come. Except for I can't really do anything, but you know how to do it all. So I know that Matthew 19:26 says, with God, all things are possible. And, you know, and I asked everybody here, how many things are included in the word all? Everything's included, and even spinning basketballs. But, you know, this road to the NBA, you know, when we're getting to perform for these NBA games, it's like, you know, you get the red carpet treatment and, you know, one moment I'm changing diapers. The next moment I'm a celebrity at the halftime of a basketball game performing in front of, you know, well, when we performed at the NBA for the finals, you know, we were performing in front of, you know, quite a few, you know, 50 million people, whatever that was, or 20 million on America's Got Talent. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Wow. But at the end of the day, I love what you said. And your book sums it up, too. Your book, is your book called Champions Forever also?
Yeah, the book is actually called The Champion Code. There are seven codes that champions do before they die. And I was praying. I was walking through Sam's Club, getting groceries for my family, which we get a lot.
I bet you do.
Yeah. And so I'm walking through there. I saw this book. It said 100 movies you must see before you die. Oh, wow. I thought to myself, well, you know, watching movies can be fun. But, you know, there's got to be something more important than watching movies. That before you die, I thought, well, what is important? I said, Lord, what do we need before we die? And God showed me first thing, and then he showed me seven things, and showed me seven things that champions do before they die. And I think it's very important. I mean, I've had great feedback. People said I've never read a full book before, complete cover to cover, and I've had a lot of people tell me I've actually read your whole book.
Well, a book written by a basketball player has got to be, you know, simple to understand. I know that because I am one.
Yeah.
I'm one of those.
I made it simple.
Well, I'm excited.
I put 180 illustrations and pictures in the book.
Fantastic. I'm excited to read it. And, of course, we have a mutual friend in Brent Fuquay, Hoops of Hope. We've interviewed him a lot of times here. But you go all over the world, you spin a ball, you share Jesus. Folks invited Christ in their life today, where we are today. But I want to interview for our international, you know, podcast, broadcast, interview, all the forms run. And I want to thank you for your commitment to Christ and for calling, using what God's given you as a gift.
What's your
challenge to everyone out there to use how God's gifted them to reach the world, to take someone to heaven? Don't go to heaven alone. I love how you said that. Close us out.
Yeah, I've got three. Well, first of all, if these people, you can go to our website, championsforever.com, Instagram, Champions Forever, and then also Facebook, Champions Forever. And you can follow us on all that stuff. But we have a lot of cool videos on there of spinning and doing stuff. But anyway, I have three challenges for you. Number one, you know, if you made that commitment to Christ, live for God. How do you live for God? That's where we come to number two. You know, get involved in the church, Bible study, fellowship. You know, don't think to yourself, well, there's no churches. Well, then you can start your own Bible study. Start by yourself and then maybe invite a friend or two. Get involved. But start getting into God's word. And we've made it so easy today in today's technology world. On your cell phone, you can download the Bible.
Right.
I mean, I listen to the Bible all the time on there. When I drove 20 hours to come here, you know, I was listening to different podcasts of sermons, you know, David Wilkerson, you know, great sermons on, I listened to him. But, and then the last challenge I have for you is if you've made that commitment to Christ, you get to know Jesus. When you get to heaven, you're going to go to heaven. God's given you a ticket. It's not based on your performance. It's based on Jesus' performance. Jesus never fails. He's going to take you to heaven. When you get to heaven, do yourself a favor. And the reason I say this, do yourself a favor, because when you get to heaven, you might be sad because you're going to see a lot of people around some other guy going, why is that all those people around that guy over there? Well, that guy was instrumental in leading those people to Christ, you know? So when you get to heaven, don't come alone. Bring some people with you.
Amen. God bless you. Yep. Bruce Crevier, the Crevier family. Yep. Check him out online. Go to YouTube. You'll love it. And we'll throw this up there and share this with all your friends and keep using how God's gifted you, whether it's spinning a ball on a unicycle to share the good news of Jesus Christ. I want to say a special thank you to a wonderful partner helping us advance the message of this program of the gospel. And the thank you goes out to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has now opened his heart to say thank you as well. He wants to give you the opportunity to do what I've done. I've slept on this pillow. I love MyPillow. I sleep better. What would you give for a good night's sleep? Right now, for the first time, you can get deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. I'm talking about the MyPillows, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, and the body pillow. All their products right now, all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials. MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, and you'll save big. You won't believe the savings. Just enter promo code TRUTH when you get there. All these products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You can also call this toll-free number, 800-944-5396. Thank you, MyPillow, for partnering with us to advance the good news of the gospel. And thank you to all you guys that have checked them out and supported our sponsors.